Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the latest on the Pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Hour 2 of 9 to noon, live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios. I am Rami Makhlouf. There is John Kuhn, Brandon Snide along for the ride back in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. And you heard Big Voice Lady. He joins us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all, and he covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. He's that dude on that beat. He is Ryan Wood, and he joins us now. What's up, Woody? How are you this morning, my man?
You know, I'd say, Robbie, that I'm doing good, but we all know that's a lie. We all know that I'm pretty torn up about this Edwin Diaz stuff, so let's just talk some football.
I wasn't even going to bring it up, Woody. I wasn't even going to bring it up. That you...
My heart yeah, y'all is are... not okay, all right? But I am here. I'm at work. I'm ready to talk some football.
They did sign Devin Williams. They got that going for you. So
my heart is not okay, Rami.
Hey, Woody, can I ask you a quick question? Because you say some things sometimes as a beat writer for the Green Bay Packers, and you're talking about the Mets with incredible fandom. Matt Schneidman, a guy I do a podcast with, you may know him. He has great fandom for the New York Yankees, but he always says to me he does not have one emotional fiber in him, good or bad, toward the Green Bay Packers, the team that he covers and sees every single day at the podium, in the locker room, and on the football field. Are you the same in that aspect as well? Incredible fandom for a baseball team, but not any emotional fibers in you for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, exact same. And that's not to say, you know, I think people hear that sometimes and they're like, well, you're not, you know, passionate about what you do. And I'm very passionate when it comes to covering the Green Bay Packers, but I just approach it differently. Like, for me, I'm very passionate about telling great stories first and foremost. I'm very passionate about finding out how this saga, it's every season's a saga, where's it going? How's it going to end? I find that fascinating, whether it turns right or wrong. I always find that very fascinating. But as far as whether they win or lose, it doesn't affect my paycheck.
But what do you cover these guys every day? Let me interrupt real quick. You see these guys every day. You talk to them every day. You grow.
John can't wrap his head around this.
You grow a relationship with them, do you not? I mean, there's got to be some guys that you root for, that you want to have success because you see them grow as a human being and as a player, correct?
Oh, there's no question that, you know, when people hear, oh, you're not a fan, it's not like I'm rooting against this team either. I don't wish ill on anyone in that locker room. I don't want them to go out and lose every game. Like, that's not what it is either. It's just I'm insatiably curious about what happens. What is going to happen? And this week's another great example. Like, what a matchup. And in some ways, I mean, what a challenge these 3 weeks are. You got the Bears, and now sandwiched between two games against a team in this division that you need to beat, you got the Denver Broncos in Denver. Like, what is going to happen? I'm fascinated by this stretch and this matchup, but I'm not looking at it as, okay, boy, I really hope they win. Like, if they lose, what happened? You know, that to me is what has always kind of grabbed my curiosity.
And when you talk about storytelling, Brad, or Ryan, and we will get into this game coming up against the Broncos, but what theater that was on Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. You had the cold. You had the oldest division, the oldest rivalry in the NFL, two teams battling for first place. You had the Packers throw the first punch in the first half. Bears come back, deliver their own blow in the second half, and then it comes down to just about the last play of the game on that Caleb Williams interception in the end zone. As a storyteller, that's about as good as it gets for you, Ryan Wood, is it not?
Which is exactly why, and this is where I'm sure I differ from Packers fans too. Gosh, it's great when the Bears are relevant. It's great when they're good. Because, I mean, how much fun was that, right? It was so much better than just going in against a doormat and steamrolling them for three touchdowns. That was a riveting game, a riveting matchup. I wrote about it after the game. The reaction in Chicago is very different, but I don't care. You've got a first-year head coach in Ben Johnson playing December football in Lambeau Field who needs a yard. If he gets that yard, his offense is completely set up. The Packers are on the ropes. But you need that yard on fourth and one. And he got way too cute. I understand, if Caleb Williams releases the football to Cole Kmet a little earlier, that's a touchdown. Maybe. But when you get cute on fourth and one, you are introducing elements that can, in this case, did go wrong. Maybe Caleb Williams doesn't get rid of the ball on time because, hey, it's Caleb Williams. That's been his odyssey since getting drafted, right? Being on time. Maybe Edgar Cooper gets to the edge, so you cut him off and he can't run it for that 1 yard. It's in these cold weather environments, power football game is still very important in certain moments. It's not always the play call. It's the moment you're calling the play. And that was not the moment to get cute. And if it's a first-year head coach, Ben Johnson's been remarkable for that franchise. I mean, give him all the credit. They are 9-4, and he is a huge, if not the biggest, reason why. But he's also the guy that calls out Matt LaFleur at his introductory press conference, right? And when you call out Matt LaFleur and then coach against him your first time head-to-head, and Matt LaFleur on third and goal from the 2 yard line, tied game, fourth quarter, 3.5 minutes left. He on second and goal, they call a run, it gets stuffed. He calls in a pass play, but he gives Jordan Love the option. Hey, we're not getting away from the run. If it's there, you can't write down to the run because at the end of the day, physical power football is what wins in these type of situations, and they do. That's what Jordan Love does. Matt LaFleur stays physical to get those 2 yards that he needs. Ben Johnson gets cute, and it backfires in his face. That's pretty interesting to me.
I could talk about this play for two more days before we get into this, but we have to talk about the Denver Broncos. And really, Woody, I want to ask you this, as Matt LaFleur has the best win percentage after December 1 since he's took over as head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And yeah, when I first looked at this December slate about 4 weeks ago, and I said, oh my gosh, we're going to have a Bears team that's on the come up. We're going to have a Lions team. We're going to have a Ravens team that's playing for a playoff spot. We got the Broncos who are in the first place. The NFL is stacked this December slate for Matt LaFleur, just challenging his win percentage in December. But that is not the case. It doesn't feel like that's the case. It feels like this is real with these Packers teams, that they just play their best ball down the stretch of the regular season. What can you put your finger on as the reason?
Well, Matt LaFleur historically has had a knack, I go back to the 2023 season, of kind of pulling out of the rut midway through the year, which is phenomenal coaching. Like, that is really hard to do, to course correct in the season to such a dramatic degree. He did it in 2023 when that offense was completely dead in the water and it finished on a very high note. And it sure looks like this team is doing it again. As far as the stretch of games go, I thought going into it, it was one of two ways. Either they were really going to struggle and potentially crumple, and this was going to be a very interesting offseason, or they would use this stretch to really start to build a monster that would be primed and ready to go for the playoffs. And four straight wins, outplaying three straight divisional opponents. They're 4-0 in the NFC North after going 1-5 last season. The only team in the NFC undefeated against their division. And if you go into Denver now, five straight wins, knock off the AFC number one seed, you tell me how it's anything other than they're building a monster here that's primed and ready to go for January. I mean, that is the entire goal of every single playoff contending team, is to be rising and playing your best ball mid-December. And that sure looks like this team is what it's starting to do.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, here on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios. But when you say, Ryan, that he does a phenomenal job of pulling his team out of the rut midseason, I mean, doesn't it fall a little bit on the coach that they are in a rut midseason, or find themselves pretty consistently in a rut midseason? As a matter of fact, let me just throw this at you. We started something new today. Quite frankly, we stumbled onto something new today on the show that we're calling the Matt LaFleur Heat Index, as far as how hot is his seat. And it's got to be pretty cool right now, but do you think it could heat back up, or do you feel like he's pretty safe at this point?
It could heat back up. The NFL is a week-to-week league. We don't know how this saga is going to end yet. And this team, make no mistake, is a franchise that put everything into 2025 to go win a Super Bowl. They traded their next two first-round picks for Micah Parsons because it felt like the time was now to go win the Super Bowl. So if they peter out down the stretch, they're one and done in the playoffs. Yeah, that seat's going to start to get warm again, especially because Matt LaFleur only has one more year under contract in 2026, and Ed Policy said that he does not want a lame duck situation. So there's going to be an evaluation at the end of this, no question about it. But just in the way that it is cool right now and could change, like, because it's a week-to-week league, it was always silly after losing a pair of games back-to-back at home against the Carolina Panthers and Philadelphia Eagles to just point out, hey, Matt LaFleur is coaching for his job. First of all, duh. I mean, all the dominoes are in place to make that obvious. But secondly, it's the middle of November. There's so much ball ahead. You just don't know where it's going. And they're in the same spot now. So, right now, it looks good, just as it looked bad a month ago. But ultimately, what's going to matter is January. Does he take some flack for finding a rut early in the season? Sure. But also, the NFL is an extremely long year. You tell me which teams, other than this season, the Broncos and Patriots, both on 10-game winning streaks, which teams are infallible to taking some shots along the way? That happens. December football is more important than October football. I understand all these games count the same, but momentum's a very real thing going into the playoffs. You want a coach that okay, we took some lumps, took some shots here, made the corrections, and got this team back on the right track instead of continuing that downward spiral. Matt LaFleur has proven more than once that he can do that.
All right, Woody, talking about the Denver Broncos and their matchup against the Packers here, how they match up against the Packers, taking their team sacks aside, take that out of the equation, what is the most intriguing matchup for you in this?
I think the other side of the ball, since you took the most interesting, I mean, the most interesting thing is their defensive front against this Packers offensive line that has been revamped, that has been much better. Sean Ryan at center, Anthony Belton at right guard. They sure look like they're finding something there. Josh Jacobs in the run game has been its best these past two games that it's been in a very long time. It's not a coincidence that with that happening, the explosive plays in the passing game are starting to become more frequent. Christian Watson has developed into a bona fide number one receiver at this point. If you take Christian Watson's stats in this past seven games since returning for torn ACL, I understand it doesn't work this way, but if you take them and you extrapolate them over a 17-game season, he's on pace for 12 touchdowns and 1,100 yards. That's a number one receiver. So that is the crux of what's most interesting this week. But what about the other side? This Packers defense is really, really good too. And it's outside of Dallas, it's brought it on the road this year. And that defensive front, that pass rush against Bo Nix, still a very young quarterback that's played at a very high level. He's gone into Philadelphia and won this season. I mean, he's done some things, but this is a really good pass rush that when it gets home can make life miserable for the opposing quarterback, especially young opposing quarterbacks. That's also a matchup to watch.
I've heard people say or read people say that the Broncos, to some degree, are winning in spite of Bo Nix. What are your views, your thoughts on the Broncos quarterback?
I haven't seen him enough to really have true thoughts on where he's at right now. All I know is the guy wins, and it sure looks like his fit with Sean Payton has been tremendous. In a lot of ways, these two teams mirror each other. You know, you're talking about two dominant elite defenses with great pass rushes, two offenses that have been underwhelming at times this season and might not exactly scare anyone, especially a great defense. So the Packers offense, I don't think they scare the Broncos defense. I don't think the Broncos offense scares the Packers defense. But at the end of the day, these are two teams that have won a lot of games and are positioned to make a Super Bowl run. There's a lot of similarities here. It's obviously, you want to talk about the matchup, it's a big deal that it's in Denver and not Green Bay. I mean, that's very significant. Tough place to play at the altitude. It's going to be, they've got to learn from handling success earlier in the season when they went into Cleveland, when they went into Dallas, they weren't ready. Can they continue to learn from that? But I think these are two teams with a lot of similarities.
How do you expect the Packers to try and offset? Now I'm going to get into the pass rush. How are the Packers going to try and offset this pass rush that has 55 sacks on the season? For context, the Packers themselves with Micah Parsons have 33 on the season. So what the Broncos are doing, I mean, is somewhat unprecedented. They could break a team sack record for a season here. How do you put that into words, what the Packers are going to have to try and do?
There's a lot of responsibility there on Jordan Love this week, right? Because to the point on the offensive line, what they have found most significantly over the past few weeks has been mostly in the run game. Now, they protected well, too, but their biggest gains has been more power on the interior offensive line, more people movers, and more opening for Josh Jacobs in that run game. At the end of the day, pass rush falls more, and mitigating the pass rush falls more to the quarterback than the offensive line. It's kind of like baseball, which I vowed that we wouldn't talk about, but here we are. It's kind of like baseball where you steal bases off the opposing pitcher, not the opposing catcher, right? You're really rushing the passer. The Packers defense has seen this against the Joe Flaccos this season, the Dak Prescotts. You rush off the opposing quarterback more than the opposing offensive line. It doesn't mean that the offensive line's not devoid of any responsibility there, but it's on Jordan Love to get the ball out, to know exactly where the pressure's coming from, because this Broncos defense, they'll bring it from anywhere. Know exactly where the pressure's coming from before the snap, get the ball out. There's a lot of responsibility on his shoulders.
It seems to me, Woody, and it is Toyota-thon, but beyond, like, the dropping of the dimes and everything else that Jordan Love has been doing in this hot stretch that he's on, it seems to me like he's seeing the field and reading defenses at a very high level. Last week against the Bears, it seemed like he was one step ahead of them pretty much the entire game, and knew when to change into a run, knew when to exploit the man coverage and get behind a defense and throw those deep strikes. He seems to be seeing the field and reading defenses as well as maybe I've ever seen Jordan Love before. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons said it himself after this last game, and if anyone, he knows quarterbacks. Micah Parsons really knows quarterbacks. So when he says Jordan Love is ascending into one of those guys, that carries a lot of weight. Now, he's not Matt Stafford this season. He's not going to win the MVP over a Matt Stafford, but top five. I mean, he's in contention just because that's the level he's playing at right now. Seven touchdowns, one interception in the last 2 weeks against two really, really good teams, the Lions and the Bears. They've gotten back to really being aggressive throwing down the field, which this offense thrives on, this quarterback thrives on. He's got that big arm, and now he's got receivers around him making those plays downfield. Obviously, Christian Watson, a big example of that. Even Bo Melton gets into the mix last week. They're playing the brand of football that I think much, much closer to what they want to be playing than they did earlier in the season. And the quarterback has a lot to do with that.
Woody, how important is it to you that the Packers are playing in, I thought it felt like playoff atmosphere this past weekend against Chicago. I thought it felt like playoff atmosphere against the Lions in Detroit. I think this game is going to be playoff atmosphere with two top seeds in their conference. Does that matter, getting that in the regular season before you roll into the playoffs?
I think it absolutely does. That's why, you know, at the onset of this stretch, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, if they get through this, which I wasn't sure that they would, but if they get through this gauntlet, they are going to be a much, much, much better team because of it. Because iron does sharpen iron, and there's a lot of iron in their way through the rest of this regular season. For them to get through that, nothing prepares you for the postseason to make a run better than that. It's one thing if they're just plowing through sloughs, right, and beating a lot of cupcakes every week. They're not doing that. These are really good wins against really good teams that they're finding a way to get it done. If that continues, watch out, because health is still going to matter, right? You got to stay healthy. Matt LaFleur's right when he says the healthiest teams late in the year are usually the best teams. That's what we don't see. They got to figure out how to do more without Devontae Wyatt. That's going to take more than 1 week to fix. But they're getting sharpened right now.
So with that in mind, if you are your sharpest here at the end of the season, would it help or hurt the Packers to get a bye? Let's say they do run off these last four games and go into the playoffs with an eight-game win streak. Would that potentially hurt them, having to cool off and sit and wait for a week, or is the bye the goal?
No more, no less than it would any other team, any other season. When it comes, the bye is always going to be what it is. It's something that if you have it, you have to be able to navigate it. There is clearly some detriment to it. There's also a lot of positives to it. But the number one thing to me that tells me, yeah, go for the bye, is you're talking about the road to the Super Bowl going through Green Bay. We saw in 2020, that doesn't automatically mean that you're getting the Super Bowl. But look at this Packers defense. You want this Packers defense playing at Lambeau Field in January, do you not? Like, that is a significant advantage. You want the L.A. Rams, potentially, coming to Lambeau Field in January to play an NFC Championship game, rather than having to go to that fast track against that quarterback and those receivers in L.A. So because of the geography, more than anything else, if you got to, yeah, the one seed matters. Getting the road to the Super Bowl through Green Bay absolutely matters.
Woody, we are up against a break, but I have to ask you about something, because I couldn't believe how much a subject of discussion the holding calls or lack thereof on Micah Parsons was on Sunday, after they beat their biggest rival, took the lead in the division, put themselves in position to maybe take a shot at the one seed. It seemed like all anybody wanted to talk about was how much Micah was held and how seldomly it was called. What's your take on that whole thing?
I don't know why it's not called more. I must be missing something, because when you put an edge rusher in a chokehold, it sure looks like a hole.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
According to me. With that said, I do know Micah Parsons is going to be undaunted. Like, does he care? Sure, he's here. Of course he cares. But when he's trying to get to the quarterback, does he care? No, not at all. We've seen him run through this all season. He ran through it all 4 years in Dallas. Not like this is a new thing. It's what he's always encountered. And at the end of the day, he's got a motor that is not going to be stopped. So I don't know why it's not getting called. It defies my understanding. But he's been awfully productive anyway.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, frequently right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, because he is that dude on that beat, and he joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk again next week, my man.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you. And we'll hit another break on the other side. Another day, another Giannis report. Actually, two of them. Two of them. And would it shock you if they were not the same, if they were totally different reports? We'll talk about that right after this. It is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.